One of the speakers at the cattle industry convention going on this week in San Antonio, Texas, was Colin Woodall, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He told producers that while 2009 was a busy year, overall he feels it was actually a pretty good one.
2009 was a big year. It seemed like every time we turn around, Congress, the President was throwing something else at us. And fortunately, they weren't too successful, and we were, and that was on just keeping things at bay. And that's what we had to retool ourselves on in 2009, is victories were no longer killing bills and killing pieces of legislation. Victories in 2009 were, can you pull off a co-sponsor here? Can you slow something down there? And we were really successful in doing that on things like climate change, food safety, and also on things like the Clean Water Restoration Act. So we feel that we had a pretty successful year in protecting cattle producers.
Woodall mentioned climate change and said there is one main reason why that bill is dead at this time.
The reason why is because of this Massachusetts race. Having a Republican in that took away that 60-vote supermajority the Democrats had is going to kill or stall everything. Climate change had really already started to slow down due to climate gate and a lot of the other big issues that people have brought up. But with this situation of now not having their full 60 votes, it's going to be hard for them to move anything. So we really think it's dead. Now, the issue's not dead, but we think the bill's dead.
Woodall said with the Republicans now holding that Senate seat in Massachusetts, they will not have to worry as much about legislative issues like they will the regulatory agenda.
Because without that 60-vote supermajority, it's going to be hard for the Democratic Party to move any sort of legislation. And on top of that, they are really concerned that, you know, maybe the tide is twisting or shifting on them a little bit, so they're going to want to spend as much time at home trying to campaign for re-election as they possibly can. And so I think that is really going to hinder their ability to move things forward. And right now, these days, that's typically an anti-beef agenda. So we're happy about that because it's going to really stall things. But as we just talked about, we have seen the administration just kind of sidestep Congress and pull things out like dust regulations. And also on the EPA greenhouse gas endangerment finding, where they basically said, hey, Congress, you're not moving fast enough on climate change, so we're going to do it for you. And they came out and said, look, greenhouse gases are a danger to human health, and so we need to regulate them. That's, once again, just going to give them another entree into regulating agriculture. So we're going to have to really focus more on the regulatory side this year than we are on the legislative side. Legislative side is still important, but the focus really will be regulatory.
The 2010 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show continues today in San Antonio. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.